I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time 5:30.
It is 36 degrees.
Little bit of delay on I-15 in construction up in Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Mandatory mask requirement. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
With the statewide mask mandate set to expire Saturday, there's still a long list of locations where Utahns will be required to mask up going forward.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, lawmakers have warned Utahns that the statewide mask mandate going away won't transform daily life to make it seem like the coronavirus pandemic never happened. In fact, you can expect masks to still be required at a number of places, from the local butcher shop all the way to the zoo. As of now, we've already heard from the Salt Lake City Airport, UTA buses and tracks, Salt Lake County Library System, and many grocery chains, including Smith's, Harmon's, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. All of those locations are going to require masks for the time being. Also, for sports fans looking to catch either a Jazz, Real Salt Lake, or game, all those teams are also requiring fans to mask up for home games. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The statewide mask mandate is set to end tomorrow, but a lot of Utahns think that's too soon. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has the results of a new poll.
44% of the voters who responded to the Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll see the mandate should continue past April 10th. 90% of Democrats hold that view, but only 21% of Republicans. 31% of the 610 voters in the sample say the mandate should have ended already, or there never should have been one. Many businesses and institutions say they'll continue to require people to wear masks to stop the spread of COVID-19. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Prince Philip, husband to Queen Elizabeth and father of Prince Charles, has died. The Duke of Edinburgh was 99 years old. ABC's Lama Hassan reports from London.
His life was defined by his marriage to Queen Elizabeth II. Born into the Greek royal family and exiled from Greece soon after, Philip eventually landed in England. He joined the British Royal Navy at age 18. Soon after, he met Princess Elizabeth. He started a correspondence with the future queen, and the rest, as they say, is history. Elizabeth's ascension to the throne in 1952 changed everything. Philip spent the rest of his life forced to walk two paces behind the sovereign. The Queen honored Prince Philip in her own way during the Golden Jubilee celebrations, marking her 50 years on the throne.
He has quite simply been my strength and stay all these years.
Lama Hassan, ABC News, London. Coming up at 7:45, we'll go live to London and speak with ABC's Tom Rivers about this news.
Mandatory evacuations are in place for residents on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent because authorities believe an active volcano is in danger of exploding. ABC's Andrea Fujii reports on evacuation efforts.
Smoke is already billowing from the La Soufriere volcano, which last erupted in 1979. The Prime Minister ordering mandatory evacuations of about 16,000 people in designated red danger zones. St. Vincent is the main island in the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, about 1,500 miles from Miami, west of Barbados and northeast of Aruba and Venezuela.
Officials this morning say the dome of the volcano, located on the island's northern region, can be seen glowing during the night.
The state of Florida is suing the government to try to get cruise ships sailing again. The governor says the no-sail order is outdated and hurts the state. The cruise industry generates billions for the economy, not just in the U.S., but in countries around the world. The CDC issued new guidelines last week for companies on how to respond in the event of COVID-19 cases, but has so far not lifted its no-sail order.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Cold fronts are hitting the Wasatch Front, so expect yo-yoing temperatures over the weekend.
We cooled today to only 59. We warm back up tomorrow to the high 60s, only to cool once again on Sunday as another front moves through, and that'll also bring our temperature back down into the high 50s. As far as wet weather goes, by the middle of the week, it's looking like a storm system develops, so we've got a chance for some showers once again as we head into Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
And after Sunday's cool-off, Grant says high temperatures will sit in the low 60s for much of the seven-day forecast.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.